Anger at God's Messengers, June 4. Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubled Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou, and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. God would have been with Ahab if he had walked in the counsel of heaven. But Ahab did not do this. He married a woman given to idolatry. Jezebel had more power over the king than God had. She led him into idolatry, and with him the people. God sent Elijah to Israel with messages of warning, but neither king nor people would heed his words. They looked upon him as a messenger of evil. At last God sent a drought upon the land. Did the people discern and acknowledge the object of this judgment and humble their hearts before him? No. Jezebel said that the prophets of Jehovah had brought this calamity upon them. She said that all Israel was suffering because of their reproofs, and that there would be no rest or prosperity in the land until these prophets were put to death. Thus a feeling of anger was aroused against the men whom God had sent to entreat the people to repent of their wickedness. Many holy men died for their testimony. Elijah was preserved by a miracle of divine power, to proclaim before the king and queen the warnings and threatenings of God. Go, show thyself unto Ahab, God said to Elijah. When the king and the prophet met, Ahab said, Art thou he that troubled Israel? But Elijah said, I have not troubled Israel, but thou, and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. He told Ahab to gather the prophets of Baal together, and then came a wonderful manifestation of the power of God. All day long the false prophets called upon Baal, but received no response. When Elijah appealed to the God of heaven, the answer was at once given. The prophets of Baal had prayed wildly and incoherently. Elijah prayed simply and fervently, asking God to show his superiority over Baal that Israel might be led to turn to him. As his prayer ascended, the answer came. Fire descended from heaven and consumed the sacrifice and the water with which it had been drenched. Seeing this wonderful manifestation of power, Israel cried, The Lord, He is the God. While their hearts were touched and softened by the miracle they had witnessed, Elijah took this opportune time to slay the false prophets.